Now, the future of Ireland hangs in the balance, and the balance may well be held by business. In other words, the businesses of Ireland may have a great role in the future, and this audio is all about business in Ireland. And I'm with a man who's doing business in Ireland, and I'm going to let him introduce himself. Who are you?
I'm Sean Hennessy, and I live in East Cork, and I own a business called Solera Business Solutions, and I'm a partner in a business called LED Powerhouse.
Well, which one do you want to tell me about first, Sean?
Maybe I'll tell you about Solera Business Solutions first.
Now, you'll have to spell Solera, because there are people listening to this in Iceland, and I have a very strong following in Alaska, Vancouver, and Shenzhen.
Okay, so Shenzhen is good, yeah. Okay.
You better spell, what's okay. That funny word you said?
Right, Solera is, it's a Gaelic-Irish word. It means clarity or clearness, and it's spelled S-O-I-L-E-I-R-E.
It's like the soil of Era.
Yeah, it is, yeah, but it comes from the word solair, which means clear in Irish. So it's clarity, and that's the ethos behind the business, is that everything is open, transparent, and upfront.
Keep talking, it sounds interesting, go on.
Okay, so the business basically is, it's a sourcing business. So I partner with a gentleman by the name of Tom O'Halloran. He's originally from Kerry, and he married a Chinese lady, and he lives in Shenzhen in China. And between us, we find Irish businesses who either want to import from China or export to China, and we have an Irish guy on the ground over there who will either help to source or help to find customers for Irish businesses.
Oh my God, this is so interesting. I don't want you to tell me about the other business at all, right? Let's just stick with China, okay?
Yeah.
Say some more.
Okay, so I suppose a little bit about the history of the business. This guy, Tom O'Halloran, that I partner with, we both work together in an electronics company here in Cork, going back about 8 or 9 years. And at the time we were...
What was that company called?
The company was called Maycom. Now, Maycom were actually in the news yesterday because they announced 30 new jobs in Cork. But that's a side issue. But Tom and I both worked there together. And we had a Chinese subcontractor at the time. So we were to and fro to China working with a subcontractor who were making sub-assemblies for us. We brought the sub-assemblies back into Cork, did the final assembly on them here in Cork, and then shipped them to customers.
You used to fly out to China?
Yeah, yeah.
How did you get to China in those days?
From Cork to Heathrow to Hong Kong, and get the train then across from Lo Wu into Shenzhen.
And which decade are we talking about?
The 90s.
And the 1990s?
Yeah, and late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah.
Keep going. This is very interesting.
So, essentially what happened was we were doing so much work with the subcontractor that Tom took a full-time job with the subcontractor in China. So he moved over there permanently.
Was he a solo guy? Did he have family? Did he just...
No, he didn't.
Just went off himself?
Just went off, yeah, for the experience. But then he met a Chinese lady over there and fell in love and settled down and had children. So he was still working there, and I was working in Cork, and we were kind of thinking, well, gosh, you know, is there something we could be doing for ourselves rather than doing it for a multinational? And we got some ideas, and we started doing investigations, and
the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Okay, well, when did you? When was the launch date? What was the launch date for Solera?
Solera was launched it's about 2 years old, Solera is. I've been working with Tom a good bit longer than that. We were working together as part of another arrangement. But I started Solera with Tom back in, I think, August 2010.
And are you one of these companies backed by Enterprise Ireland and part of that?
No backing from anybody. It's a one-man operation. So I basically work together with Tom. I'm the Irish operation. I do the business development of his side. He does the sourcing. Now, what we offer people is ease of mind, really, at the end of the day, because I've spoken with people, and they say, well, yeah, gosh, I dealt with a guy in China, and I had 6 weeks of sleepless nights waiting for the container to arrive, because I didn't know, when I opened the door of the container, what was going to be inside of it. I paid my money, and I was taking my chances, and I had sleepless nights over it.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. I'd have sleepless nights if I thought it was going to arrive.
So what we do is, I mean, anything that we ship from China, Tom goes along, he inspects it, takes photographs, sends the photographs over before the final money is paid over. So the customer has seen what the stuff is. He's had an Irish guy that he can talk to and say, is it this? Does it do that? Can you bend it? Can you measure it? We'll take pictures with measurements. So the guy can have 6 weeks of sleepless nights knowing that the stuff that will arrive meets his requirements.
Look, are you looking for a new business, by the way? There are people listening to this and they're going at the moment, oh my God, that's just what I need.
Absolutely.
Are you available?
Absolutely, I'm looking for a new
business. Go on, tell the story your way, but go on. What?
So, I suppose, in essence, the business has been quiet for the last couple of years because business in Ireland has been quiet. And the big issue was that people couldn't get credit. Because the way Chinese businesses work is you pay 30% deposit with your order and you pay the balance before it ships out of China.
They won't release it, I know this, until they get fully paid.
That's right.
My client, Inhan Guides, had exactly that same major problem, which is another story.
So the issue for us is that we're a small business and we can't afford to finance companies over 6 weeks of transit. So the terms we offer customers is the same terms that we get from suppliers in China. But the one difference that we're offering is that we'll inspect the stuff and we'll ensure it's okay before you pay your money.
So that's why you say that what you're basically selling is peace of mind.
Absolutely.
Right. Have you been inspired by any other businesses in the world in order to arrive at the idea that we will set up a business which will basically produce peace of mind? Have you been inspired by anybody else?
Haven't really. I mean, it's an idea that came up over a few pints, really, one night, that we just said, look, you know, there are...
In what pub?
In a pub in Middleton, actually, as it transpires. It was in Wallace's pub in Middleton. But we just felt that, look, that, you know, there are people out there and they must be worried because, I mean, we've all heard that, you know, the old thing, stuff that's made in China is rubbish, you know, and but we've also heard the thing that made in China is very cost effective. So if we can take the made in China's rubbish thing out of the equation and give people value and give them peace of mind as well, well, you know, we have to be onto something there. So that's what we went about, really. That's the premise on which we try to build the business.
And do you have customers in Ireland now that you can speak about publicly? Or I'm not asking you to.
I have customers in Ireland that I don't really have their permission to speak about.
Oh, that's
them right
fine.
Now,
that's lovely. Yeah. But you do actually have Irish businesses are importing stuff from China in order to sell in Ireland,
either to sell in Ireland or to put into. Sub-assemblies that would go into a part of their production, yes.
And do you only deal with technical stuff, like, would you deal with anything of a non-technological nature?
Well, I can give you examples of the types of things that we've done in the past. We've done hotel furniture. We've done chemicals for cleaning swimming pools. We've done fencing. We're doing... some of the things I'm doing at the moment is dog leads.
What? Dog?
Dog leads.
I have a dog.
Yeah, well, this is a dog lead that I'm bringing in for a customer, but it's you know the whole thing of cleaning up dog do poop.
Yes.
Well, these dog leads have built into them a little container that holds the poop bags, so you can tear off a poop bag that's integrated into the dog lead, tear up your poop, and hang it off the dog lead until you get home, and then dispose of it.
Who designed this product?
I'm not sure whether it's an Irish design product or whether it's something that a customer came across and decided that they could see a market in Ireland for, but we found a source for them, and that's in production at the moment, actually, in China, due to ship in a few weeks.
So you actually found somebody who would make it, is that what you found?
We found somebody that was making it already as it transpires.
And is that what China is like? They're making so many bloody things over there. The key thing is to get someone to go around and find it.
Yeah, and I suppose, you see, there are websites out there, Paul, that, you know, like Alibaba and Made in China. And you can find any manner of different types of products there. But to take it to the next level and find out, well, okay, anybody can create a page on Alibaba. So are they a real company? Are they a manufacturer? And we'll go and investigate them, we'll talk to them, we'll make sure that we can go and visit their site and make sure that what they're doing is real. There's also the ethical thing, because we'll only deal with with suppliers that are ethically manufacturing. We don't deal with companies that do child labour, any of that sort of thing. So it's all, you know, we try to keep it all, you know, insofar as we can above board.
And there are two of you running this business, is the impression I have. I mean, are you hoping or dreaming of scaling up to the point where you'll actually be a big company and, you know, corner the Chinese market or something?
Well, there are big companies out there doing this already. There's a company called PCH who are doing a lot of it, but they're kind of focused in mostly in the electronic side of things. Whereas we're happy to deal with small businesses that, you know, want to get a foothold or make a start or, you know, get in there to have the uncertainty and don't know where to go to, you know, to get it off the ground.
Okay, let me ask you. Supposing I had a number of contacts in small businesses, right? Who would be your dream new client that you don't have at present, right? I mean, I might be able to give it to you. Imagine for 1 minute that I did. Who would you most like me to give you?
Well, I suppose what I would like is somebody that would have regular repeat business, that it wouldn't be a one-off. So if I had somebody that was shipping, let's say, a 20-foot container a month, that would be a dream client for me, you know? So, I mean, what we'll do is we add, basically, how we make our money is we'll add a percentage on to the value of the container. So let's say the container is worth 20,000, okay, for the sake of it. We take a 10% expense or management charge on that. So what we're doing is we're managing the supplier, we're inspecting the product, we're looking after the logistics, and we're getting that we're arranging to have that container delivered to your back door.
So you will not only bring it into where would you bring it into? Can you bring it into Cork directly? Because
yeah,
it's a big deep
Dublin
harbour
and Cork are the two main ports that we bring product into. If it's a full container load, we can bring it into Cork or Dublin. If it's what's called a less than container load, so that would be a partial container, they only come to Dublin.
Let me ask you, would you bring it into Belfast?
I can bring stuff into Belfast, but it's a little bit more complicated for me because I'm VAT registered in the Republic, so I'd have to be registered in the UK to economically move stuff through. I could bring it to Dublin and ship it to Belfast, that's not a problem.
God, well, look, this is so interesting. I'm so knocked out by what you're telling me, because at this moment in time, my Trevor Winkworth, the CEO of In-Hand Guides, is actually in China.
Right.
In Shenzhen.
Okay.
They're taking delivery of 50,000 units, I think he said in an audio day before yesterday, right?
Okay.
What's your partner's name again?
Tom O'Halloran.
Well, we must try to get Tom to meet Trevor for fun. Wouldn't that be
for sure? Absolutely.
Fun.
Yeah.
They could have Chinese tea. When's the last time you were in China?
I haven't been there for about 4 years. Because I don't need to be there because Tom is there, you know. So, I mean, I try to keep my costs to the minimum at this site. So, I mean, having a guy on the ground out there is as good as me being there.
And what's your role in the company? I mean, you're the Irish person, but I look at your business card here. It says Managing Director.
Well, it's easy to be Managing Director when you're the only person, Paul, you know. But, I mean, basically what I do is I try to find new customers. I deal with all the customs and the logistics side of things at this site, so I ensure that when the product arrives into a port that it gets delivered at a time that's convenient. I look after the finances and that's kind of the arrangement really. So
yeah.
Tom looks after all the supplier side and I look after the rest.
Okay, one last thing about the business then. I mean, imagine somebody listening to this and they want to get in touch with you. How are they? What's the easiest way to get in touch with Sean Hennessy?
I suppose by email, it's Sean, S-E-A-N, at solera.com, S-O-I-L-E-I-R-E.com. You can get me by phone as well, 086-852-5803.
And that'll be 00353-21.
Or sorry, 86-852-5803.
Okay, if you're ringing from outside Ireland, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look. The last question then I have for you is: look, what on earth are you doing here this morning? Here we are sitting in Middleton in a cafe. By the way, do you fancy another coffee in a minute?
Could do that.
Go on. Why did you come to this meeting this morning of Cork Open Coffee Club? Why did you come here?
I came here because I feel that I mean, it turned fortuitous that I met you and that I've been able to tell my story. But I came here to meet other like-minded people in East Cork who are interested in doing business and helping each other to do business. That's really why I'm here.
Okay. Look, Sean Hennessy of Solera Business Solutions, thanks ever so much for this. On another day, on another time, you can tell me about your other business.
Paul, thanks very much.